Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everyone. This is Woody Bowling. I am the Buckeye Advisor, and welcome to our radio show podcast named very appropriately, the Buckeye Advisor. So as we get started on this beautiful day, I want to welcome our co-host and producer, Mr. Matt McClure. Matt's joining us live from the cozy confines of his place in Atlanta, Georgia. How are you, Matt? And welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you, Woody. I'm always glad to join you. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It has been, as of this very moment, a beautiful day in Atlanta. I know that across much of the country, this whole week has been kind of a mess as far as the weather goes, but it's been beautiful here more days than not. So I'm glad about that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's been a crazy week in the stock market. It's been a crazy weather week. Lots of things going on. We've got a lot to share with our listeners today. And, you know, we're excited to get to it. I want to talk just for a second about the market. The market early in the week definitely exhibited some downward trending, especially on the earlier part of the week on Monday, Tuesday, because Walmart came out and Home Depot and both warned everyone that was willing to listen, hey, guess what? Inflation is still here. It's still big, bad, and ugly, and it's putting a lot of downward pressure on the public and their pocketbooks. I don't think that's a surprise to us, is it, Matt? Because we've talked about this a lot over the last 12 months, and it keeps hanging around. As we indicated, it's going to keep doing that. But so the market had a very rough week early in the week, only to just kind of prance around a little bit the rest of the week. So, inflation, as we've talked about, still at 6.4%. You know, an interesting piece of information, you know, I live in Ohio, you're in Georgia, but two states, Colorado and Nevada, both were at 7.4% in January, which is, 15-18% higher than the national average. So it's interesting. I'm glad I'm living here. There's a lot of pressure from inflation on everybody. And, we've talked about it and we're going to continue because it's a bad deal. And since the 1970s, this is the worst, longest, highest period of inflation since then.
Yeah, it really is. And that bears out in the numbers, and it bears out in the pain that people are feeling every time we go to the grocery store, or, whether it is as you said a minute ago, Walmart or Home Depot or any of those types of places where, those companies are saying, hey, this is really eating into people's, money that they're able to spend, their disposable income that they're able to just go out and spend on any of these, home projects or things that they might buy at Walmart. And yeah, it really is. It's eating into the economy now, and people have been able to sort of weather the storm. But yeah, we'll keep talking about it as long as it takes because it's just stubborn. It's stubborn stuff here.
It really is. And, but that's okay. And that's what we enjoy about doing the show, because we're telling people, as a fiduciary advisor, I really enjoy being able to kind of be all in one. Sometimes I run into people who just use a broker for their investments. And my question might be to them, someone listening today, it could be, so what does your advisor think about some of your investments being in safe money strategies? Well, they don't really. They think I should have everything in the market. Well, what does your advisor say about your health insurance if you just change jobs? Can they help you with that? Or what about Medicare? Does he have solutions for Medicare? No, he doesn't do that. So there's a lot of things that we bring into play. What about long-term care? That's a concern. I mean, just think, you've worked so hard to save money only to see it evaporate over a year, two, or three from a nursing home stay or, assisted living. So that's what we do. A fiduciary advisor, we're going to look at everything from top to bottom, including insurance, life insurance, health insurance, investments, where are those investments at? Are you too heavy in one category of investments and not heavy enough in another? How do those quarterly meetings or calls go with your advisor if you have those? A lot of people don't. So, you know, we're happy that people are listening. We want them to understand that we're kind of a one-stop shop here at the Buckeye Advisor. And, you know, we want to help put the whole plan together in a holistic fashion so they can all work together to provide the most value and protection for our listeners. And that's why we do what we're doing 14 years later. I feel like I just started in a way because it's gone by so quickly, but the relationships are wonderful. A lot of nice people out there. And, you know, that's what I wake up every day wanting to do, protect people, help them, you know, make money in their investments, but also protect some of those hard-earned retirement savings and make sure they've got the right coverages in place on the other areas of their life too. And we can all see it work together, you know, in one accord. And, you know, when you have that kind of plan, it's a good feeling.
Yeah. And yeah, absolutely. Addressing those, you know, top concerns that people have. And as a matter of fact, that's kind of what we're going to focus on throughout the show today, are some of the top concerns of retirees specifically over this next hour. We've got a lot of that coming up. I should tell you folks, if you are interested in any of the things that we're talking about, and in my humble opinion, you should be, thebuckeyeadvisor.com is the website. That's thebuckeyeadvisor with an OR.com. You can always call Woody at 937-974-6201. We're a podcast as well. You can reach us on the interwebs, wherever you find your podcasts. Just subscribe to us there, leave us a rating. We'd absolutely love to hear from you. And also, you can use any of those contact methods to get a free copy of 23 Retirement Cost Cutters for 2023. It's got a ton of ideas for you for hanging on to more of your hard-earned money. And Woody will be glad to send that out to anybody absolutely free, some wonderful tips and things that you might not have thought of. And that's kind of what we're here for, right? Woody, just to bring those kinds of things to people's attention.
It is, Matt. And on our website or on my website, it's the contact us form. Click it, put in your name, phone number, and email address. Boom, it's gone. I'll get it. And then I'll reach back out and ask you, you know, if you're looking for a copy of the Annuity 360 book that we've talked about that talks about the kinds of annuities. And we'll talk about those a little bit more today. Or the copy of the 2023 Retirement Cost Cutters. We can get that emailed to you much easier. That's just in an email format. And I'm glad, Matt, that we stopped the 23 Retirement Cost Cutters for 2023 and we didn't do 2023 Cost Cutters for 2023. That would be a bit much for our listeners.
Yeah. And we'd be putting in some overtime if we had to do that, you know. And it'd be a nice paycheck though. But there you go. 23 only Retirement Cost Cutters for 2023, but still, you know, some great ideas in there. And of course, we'll talk more about how you can, you know, make your financial picture just make more sense as we go throughout this next hour. We're going to play some right or wrong coming up here in a few minutes. We've been a while since we've done that. We'll talk about those top concerns of today's retirees, the five habits of healthy retirees as well. So all that to come, but let's start off here, Woody, with our quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And this week, those words of wisdom come from Jim Rohn, of course, the American entrepreneur, author, motivational speaker, very famous guy with a lot of wise words to share. And these wise words are, a formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. I love that one.
I do too. And you know, what's interesting about him, the author of our quote of the week, is he left college after 1 year and became a millionaire at age 30, went broke when he was 33, and then rose from the ashes like a phoenix and became a millionaire later again in life. So that what he said about a formal education is very good. And I'm all about it. I think people, if college is for them, definitely get it. Figure out a way to pay for it as much as you can up front. There are a lot of little known secrets out there behind the scenes as people navigate the college entry networking thing, which is just very difficult. Colleges today run a legal mafia type racket, and the cost that they put on people that are attending is they're really outrageous. But there are some things, some tips that I can handle some of our listeners. If they want some tips on that, I can definitely offer some help there as well. But there's nothing like experience to really get you where you want to go. And what everybody has to realize is you're going to have to endure failure at different points of your life, and it helps you appreciate better the successes that you have later on. So that's a great comment. I really enjoy it. And you have to go through it yourself to really, no matter what people tell you, all the advice they give you is well-intended until people go through it. You know, sometimes they don't really let it sink in.
Come on down as we test your financial knowledge in Right or Wrong.
Yeah, I've missed hearing that Right or Wrong music, Woody. It has been a while, as I said a few minutes ago, since we've played a little Right or Wrong. But we want to do it like this. I am going to give Woody Bowling some statements here. Works sort of like true or false. You know, I'm gonna have a few things to say, and Woody's gonna tell me if those things are right or wrong. And you folks, this is what we want you to kind of get involved here and play along wherever you are, whether you're, you know, in the car heading out to the store to run some errands, or if you're at home or wherever you might happen to be. We want you to play along, see if you know before the bell dings or the buzzer sounds if each statement is right or wrong. Okay, so that's how it works. And here we go with statement number one. All right, so the age at which you must start taking required minimum distributions is 72. Is that right or wrong, Woody?
Unfortunately, even though this part of our show is freshly returning, we're going to start you out with a wrong, Matt, but I'm going to put a little asterisk by it because you would have been right up until December 31st. So you're not too far off. You're only off by a couple of months. And, you know, that's a new change to the Secure Act 2.0 that just went into effect this year. So the new age, if you're turning 72 this year in 2023, a lot of our listeners may think that they have to take their required minimum distribution this year, their RMD. They've heard about it over the last 3 or 4 years since it was changed. Formerly, it was 70 and a half. Then it was moved to 72. Now it's 73. So good news, if you're turning 72 this year, you don't have to take an RMD. You can let your money grow a little bit longer before you're required to take any out. That's good news if you don't need it or want it. And if you do not need it or want it, we should talk about some different ideas that could increase your legacy as you continue to get older and into your retirement. I mean, a lot of people I talk to want to maximize retirement dollars for their loved ones. It might be their children, might be their grandchildren. We've got some creative things that we can talk about to help you use that required minimum distribution and put it to good use and make the value of it 15, 20, 30 times more than what that distribution is, and do it on a tax-free basis. That's pretty exciting too. So sorry, you're starting off 0-1, Matt.
Well, you know what? I may have been wrong there, but there's a lot of great advice and tips in that little part there. So there we go. We get something good out of it. I don't have to be right all the time.
That's right.
All right. So statement number two, the rule of 100 is a simple calculation to help one determine how much risk they should be taking inside their portfolio of asset. Is that one right or wrong, Woody?
That one is 100% on the money, Matt. Good call on that one. Definitely. You know, the funny thing is I could probably talk to 100 people and I bet you 99 of them would say, I've never heard of the rule of 100. My advisors never mentioned it. They basically just, they might talk a little bit about risk with a risk profile questionnaire, but they didn't really talk about the rule of 100 and really how much of my retirement savings should be in a principal protected vehicle. We're very concerned about that. Inflation's happening. The market was down 20 to 35% last year, depending on where your money was at. And that happens every so often. So we talk about the importance of, if you retire and you're starting to pull distributions to supplement your income, the danger of that if the stock market is declining the first couple of years while that's going on, because that's going to eat at that principal that you have much more quickly because your value of your investments is going down and you're also pulling money from it at the same time. So those are some conversations that I have with people each week. They're enlightening conversations. So the rule of 100, take your age. If you're 65, subtract it from 100. That's 35%. You know, the old rule of 100 said you should probably have no more than 35% of your money in the market. Okay. So that may be a little low because people, you know, with the longevity risk now, people are living a lot longer than they used to. So that rule is up for some negotiation, let's say. So I like to have that. Every situation is unique and nobody's situations are the same, which makes it fun. So we can create a unique solution that's going to be tailored to, you know, your situation. So if you're a listener today, thank you for listening, number one, but your situation is not the same as your brothers, your sisters, your sister-in-laws, your aunts, your uncles, or your best friends, or your workplace compadres. So everyone's different. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to put together something that's right for you. That's who it's going to be for. And then we're going to put it into play, execute it, and then we're going to manage it and keep an eye on it going forward.
The advantage of working with a fiduciary financial advisor there, it's everything is in your best interest. So Absolutely. All right. Well, one right and one wrong so far. Let's see how we do with number three. It is too expensive to work with a financial advisor or professional, and most people are better off just managing their own financial and retirement plans. I have a feeling I know the answer, but I got to ask, is that one right or is that one wrong, Woody?
I don't know if we've got a drum roll going or not, but unfortunately, that one is wrong, incorrect, however we'd like to word it. You're 1 for 3. That's still a great batting average, 333. Take it all day long. It's going to win a batting title probably 9 times out of 10 in the MLB season. But look, financial advisors, you know, they're mostly concerned about gathering assets, which that's how they get paid. And they're going to wrap everything into mutual funds. Most big box brokers have their companies themselves have selling agreements with many of the major mutual fund families. So you're going to find if you and your neighbor all invested with the same broker, you're going to find a lot of similarities in the holdings in those mutual funds. And I can tell you, I see it 10, 12, 15 of the same mutual funds over and over again, certain fund families, depending on who the broker company is. We're not like that. We're independent advisories. Brookstone Capital Management is the registered investment advisory firm that I use. We put together some unique tactical money strategies that can be as aggressive or as not aggressive as you want. And we believe there needs to be a mix on that. We're also going to look for ideas that'll principal protect your money. And in most of those situations, there's going to be no fees or anything at all. Our initial conversation together is going to be, and subsequent conversations, there's no charge for that. But naturally, for the investment money management side that I do, that part, those are fee-based, and I do better when your account does better. So that's the way it should be. That's fair. Anybody that shows up for work doesn't expect to work for no paycheck. And unfortunately, neither do I. I have to get paid in some fashion. The complimentary consultation, it's a holistic approach. Most people are not used to that these days. They think they've got to go to 3 or 4 different places to get all of the advice and help that they need that we talk about. And that's just not the case. You know, the Buckeye Advisor can provide a one-stop advice environment for them. And that's the fun about doing what I do.
Your one-stop advisory shop. All right. There we go.
That's our handy new slogan.
That's right. Just came up with that one. There we go. That one's free of charge. Okay. So one more here in right or wrong, Woody, and maybe I can improve on that. Still pretty stellar batting average there. This one. Okay. A fixed index annuity offers investors protection from market volatility, but still allows them to participate in the gains of an underlying stock market index. Right or wrong?
You are very correct. So you have brought it back to 2 for 4, 500 average. Love it. A lot of our listeners have never heard of a fixed indexed annuity. And I'll tell you this, an annuity today is so drastically different than it was 15, 20, 25 years ago. It's no longer, back in the day, someone gave the money to an insurance company, said, I've got $200,000, let's say, out of my portfolio, and the rest I'll keep in investments. I'm going to give you 200 grand. How much money can you guarantee me over what period of time? And it might be just for the rest of my life, and then it stops. It could be for a period certain. So let's say a 10-year term. And then if they die in year 6, they have the ability to let a beneficiary receive the rest of that stream of income payments. This fixed indexed annuity is the just right annuity, we call it, because you're protecting your principal. but you've got an opportunity as the index, and it could be the S&P 500. It could be based on an aging population index that's very popular with one of the companies that I use a lot for client assets to go into. So as that index rises at the end of the 12-month or 24-month measuring period, if that index goes up, you're going to either get full percent of the gain, 100%, or it could be 150% of the gain. So you've got a lot of upside potential versus no downside risk. So if the market's down 20% like it was in 22, the part of your money that's in that fixed indexed annuity is not down anything. So zero can be a good thing. Most of the time we think of zero not in a great fashion, but it doesn't have to be flashy. It can just be effective. And that's what we need. So we're trying to make sure that we look at the overall picture, because if part of the money is off the table with the market, and you also with these fixed index annuities, guess what else, Matt? We have the ability to create a monthly, long-term, guaranteed income stream for life. And you're also able to make interest still on the principal that's still in the annuity while you're making those withdrawals. And I've got a lot of clients that take a monthly withdrawal directly to their bank account because that's going to supplement their Social Security. So they're great products. They're right for most people. It's not right for 100% or 80% of people's retirement savings, but there's a right mix. And that's what we do. We try to find the right mix so we can make sure people are in the right situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that actually brings to my mind a book that we can actually get to our listeners here, Woody, about fixed indexed annuities and all types of annuities. It is called Annuity 360. That's right. You get a 360-degree look at annuities. It's written by Ford Stokes, who is a great guy and a friend of ours as well here on the Buckeye Advisor. Let's listen to one of the chapters here where he talks about fixed indexed annuities, the annuity that's just right, he calls it. It's chapter 13 from the book. And we'll tell you quickly after we hear from Ford, how you can get a free copy of that book as we close out our first half of the show. So here is Ford Stokes reading from Annuity 360.
Chapter 13, the annuity that is just right, the fixed indexed annuity. Big idea. A fixed indexed annuity gives you a portion of market-like gains without market risk. Your investment is tied to an index, but not directly invested in it. How does it work? An FIA gives the owners or annuitants the chance to earn higher yields than fixed annuities when the index they are tied to performs well. They typically will also provide some protection against market declines. The rate on an FIA is calculated based on the year-over-year gain in the index or the average monthly gain over a 12-month period. FIAs often have limits on the potential gain at a certain percentage. This is known as the participation rate. The participation rate can be 100%, which means the account would be credited with all the gains, or it could be as low as 25%. Most FIAs have a participation rate between 80 and 90%. Benefit: guaranteed income stream. With Americans living longer and spending more time in retirement, many retirees are concerned about outliving their savings. In turn, they're searching for a product that can help ensure a steady income stream. FIAs are designed with guaranteed lifetime income, so you can never outlive your earnings. Diversification of portfolio. A balanced portfolio is essential for managing risk and reward in the financial market. Designed for the long term, FIAs are a great retirement vehicle to ensure you are not putting all your eggs in one basket. FIAs offer the ability to make some money without the risk of losing it. Secure principal. Even with market volatility, investors will not lose value on their fixed indexed annuities. Your savings aren't exposed to market fluctuations. So even in a negative market return, you will not fall below zero. You can never lose your interest once it is credited to your principal. Tax-deferred growth. FIAs offer long-term tax-deferred savings. As long as your money stays in the annuity, you will not be taxed on the interest earnings. Once you receive a payout, the annuity will be taxed just like ordinary income. Predictable earnings. Because FIAs offer predictable income, Americans feel more comfortable when withdrawing funds from these retirement vehicles, as opposed to an IRA or 401k. Choosing an FIA is an efficient way to plan for your future, as your interest earnings rate always remains somewhere between the interest rate floor and the cap. No matter what happens to the market, you can still count on payments throughout your golden years. Potential drawbacks of fixed indexed annuities. Surrender charges. A surrender charge is a type of sales charge you must pay if you sell or withdraw money from a fixed indexed and even a variable annuity during the surrender period, a set period of time that typically lasts 6 to 8 years after you purchase the annuity. Surrender charges will reduce the value and the return of your investment. Withdrawal limits. Almost all fixed index annuities place surrender-free withdrawal limits within the annuity contract that generally range from 5 to 10% of the principal. While all annuities must be RMD-friendly and provide for a penalty-free withdrawal from a qualified annuity account equal to the RMD requirement for the client's age, carriers limit the amount of withdrawal to enable them to grow the money invested for themselves and the client. Not suitable for short-term investing. If you want to grow your money, but you also need access to 100% of your money, then a fixed indexed annuity may not be right for you.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
That was Ford Stokes reading from Annuity 360, the book that he wrote. And it's the man who literally wrote the book on annuities there, talking about fixed indexed annuities. And if you would like to learn more, get your free copy of Annuity 360. You can reach out to Woody Bowling today by going to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Or you can give him a call, 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Much, much more of the Buckeye Advisor to come right after this break. Stay tuned. The dad joke of the week is going to start us off when we come back. Welcome back. This is the Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure here alongside the Buckeye Advisor himself, Mr. Woody Bowling. You can always go to the BuckeyeAdvisor.com website or call Woody at 937-974-6201 to get in touch. Much, much more to come here on the show during this second half. First, though, we got to do it as we do every week. My favorite part of the show, it is the dad joke of the week.
Sure, you can handle ghost peppers. You choose scorpions like Skittles. But can you stomach the dad joke of the week?
Matt, I'm glad you still enjoy these. We're 35. This is episode number 35. So it's a little bit of a celebration for us. It's kind of a nice round number. And I know the listeners are on the edge of their seats and chairs. And if they're in their car, they may have told their loved ones in the car, it's time to be quiet. They want to hear the dad joke of the week so they can share it. So Matt, how can you tell it's a dogwood tree?
Oh, that's a good one. How can you tell it's a dogwood tree? I don't know. How can you tell it's a dogwood tree?
By the bark.
Well, that would make sense.
It does completely.
Well, there we go, everybody. That one, free of charge, as they all are. The dad joke of the week. It's just a little bonus that we like to throw in and give you a chuckle or make you roll your eyes. One of the two, you're guaranteed to do.
Right on.
That's it. All right. So as we move along here in the show, Woody, we've got some habits that we want to talk about and really bring attention to as habits that people kind of need to be following. This is actually taken from an article from Yahoo Finance called, you know, Five Things That Happy Retirees Do, you know, and so we've sort of retooled the five habits of happy retirees. Some tips here for people living the good life. So let's start off here, Woody. What do we want to say as we begin talking about these happy retirees and what they're doing?
Well, you know, the thing is people put so much thought and effort over time, over 25, 30, 40, 45 years to get ready for retirement. We really feel like this will be useful information, and we don't want people to just set it and forget it. They do that with their 401k plans a lot of times. And only when I run into people, which I do often, that have lost their job or they decided to step away for whatever reason and just kind of regroup and decide, hey, what do I want to do? And I've got this 401k that's still at the old employer. So what people tend to do with their 401ks is they set it and forget it. And the 401k company, the administrator, the third party administrator for their 401k is not going to call them and say, hey, Matt, let's do an annual review and make sure these investments you chose when you were 30 are still appropriate at age 60 or 65 or 55. So they're not going to do that. They handle too many people. They're not built that. They're built to answer questions in a call center. They have advisors in a call center. So that's how they handle it. So, on the flip side, you can get personalized planning with me. I have a team of a number, CFPs, tax professionals, estate planning attorneys. We can do so many different things. We can keep it as simple, or we can go as in-depth as people want to go to take advantage of all the resources that I have behind me. And we can also provide stress tests. We want people, they lay that financial groundwork for their retirement. They set up a plan. And if they stick to that plan to a great degree, then, they tend to have more success and happiness over the long run. But I will say this little caveat, life isn't always dealt to us in a straight line. We know that the stock market doesn't always go up in one direction. That doesn't point out a 45 degree angle going upwards all the time. We know that. So life is going to throw us curveballs. We have to be ready for those. And that's where I like to be ready to help people when those curveballs happen. And also in the good times as well, we want to make sure that we're executing a plan that's going to provide a happy and fulfilling retirement, knowing that we may have to make some adjustments at different times during that retirement situation.
Yeah. And as you say, don't just, set it and forget it there. Make sure that you are adjusting if you need to. And if you need to, if what you have set is still fine, that's great. But got to check in on that plan. Make sure that it's still is effective for you and where it needs to be. Another thing too here, Woody, I think that speaking of kind of a set it and forget it sort of a thing, people might be like, I have this 401k plan or this IRA or whatever that's been sitting there for years and years and years. And I'm assuming that it's fine, but you really do need to take the time to check on that money, especially the closer you get to retirement. You want to make sure that it is working for you. So that's that second healthy habit here, is checking in on your money and really making it a point to do that, and not just letting it become something that's sort of in the back of your mind that you know is there, but you don't really know how it's doing.
Well, 100%. And, last year, people would not open their statements. And I've run into people recently that said, hey, I haven't even looked at my statement in a year for my 401k or their IRA, because they just don't want to go through the mental gymnastics of figuring out how much they've lost and seeing things evaporate that they had planned for. So, what's scary about a year like 2022 is if you were contemplating retiring that year, or you did it, or you're looking at this year, 2023, or next year, when you have a rotten year in your 401k, that really tends to remove confidence that people have in being able to do that. So you got to keep track of your money. I encourage people, take a look at it. If you need a second opinion, I'll be happy to take a look at it for you. I have found people that were, when I looked in their IRAs or their 401ks or whatever, I discovered things like they had 30 or 40% in international mutual funds for some reason. I don't know if it was just the advisor or the company or who, you don't know how these things happen. And when I question them, say, no, I didn't know that, or I didn't really feel that strongly about international funds. And you see it in target date funds. The target date funds, I've run into people, in 2020 and 21, when the market was booming and they were in target date funds in their 401k, which had transitioned a lot more of their funds into bond funds. So while their stock, the mutual funds side was up 20%, their overall account may have only went up 4%, 5%, 6%, 7% because of the drag that was on the bond mutual fund. So there's a lot of reasons to look at it. There's also a lot of reasons to have a qualified fiduciary professional take a look at it, and I'm happy to help people with that. So that's what we do. We want to give you the knowledge that you may not have today and let you decide what to do with it. And if you want the advice and you want the help, I'll be glad to do that.
Yeah. So that's number two here in these five healthy habits of happy retirees. And so the first, you know, plan the work and work the plan, right? So have that plan in place, make sure that you work on it, check in on your money. Now, this one might sound like on the surface, just on its face, that it doesn't have anything really to do with money, but just you wait, because it really, really does. It's stay healthy and active.
No doubt. I love to do that. I've done it all my life, and it makes a great amount of sense. So you're giving yourself the best chance at a healthy retirement by staying active, being around others, which we'll talk about in a minute. But, you know, studies find seniors take advantage of, and they also get discounts. So if you're Medicare age 65 or above, or if you're on Medicare due to a disability after 2 years, Silver Sneakers is a program that most people start hearing about later on. I know when people turn 50, that's when they start getting the letters from AARP. And they're like, I'm officially starting to get old. But Silver Sneakers is a great addition to Medicare plans. And that's designed so you show your card in the gym, the workout facility, the YMCA, 24-hour fitness, Anytime Fitness, Planet Fitness, generally almost all those places, including rec centers for, you know, township recreational centers, take Silver Sneakers. They get a couple of bucks sent to them by Silver Sneakers every time you scan your card. But the beauty of it, you can use the facilities, all those different facilities that week. You can pick and choose which ones without having to be locked into a membership. And guess how much it costs to do that for the client or the listener? Zero. So you can't beat that. And, you know, studies also have shown that older Americans typically over their lifetime, $315,000 in medical expenses in retirement. So, you know, when you're talking about a healthy diet, drinking a lot of water, staying hydrated, you know, the number of people that are dehydrated, that are hospitalized or taken to the emergency room for dehydration, it's a very high percentage, especially of older Americans, because A, people sometimes just don't like water. Number two, they don't want to go to the bathroom so much. But look, hydration is super important. And, you know, if you've got the right Medicare plan that includes Silver Sneakers, the right Medicare plan can also help protect our listeners and so many of my clients from exorbitant medical costs for procedures down the road. So no matter how good you take care of yourself, sometimes you're going to need a knee replacement. You're going to need a shoulder replacement, hip replacement. So if you can limit your cost to $250, $300 for that knee replacement as an outpatient versus the total cost of what it would be without it, that's a pretty good scenario. So that's another part of what I do that I enjoy, and it's very important to people in their overall financial well-being as well as their personal health.
Yeah, absolutely. The physical well-being, really the mental well-being, also staying active like that can help with that as well. And your financial health, as you say. And another one of those that might not on the surface seem like it has a lot to do with money is learn new tricks. Now, this is not, you know, like sit, stay, roll over, that kind of thing. What we're talking about is, you know, a new hobby or a new skill in retirement.
Yeah, I've got clients that just basically when they retired from their longtime job, they started something for fun. They help others. They teach different classes. It might be ceramics. It might be painting, like you said, musical things, teaching the piano, learning the piano, learning a foreign language. You know, that's something that's on my personal bucket list. I hear all these commercials for Babbel and I keep saying, man, you know, I should do that because I think having a second language, and I'm always so impressed by people in Europe and other places where they speak English pretty much as well as many of us, and it might be their second or third language. Yeah. So very impressive. And it's something that most of us Americans don't get around to doing. And it actually can be fun. And can you imagine carrying on a conversation in Spanish or French when you're at a restaurant and the people around you don't know what you're saying and the looks that you're going to get? But that could be some fun to have.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very much so. And speaking of people in Europe, especially speaking English, I found that out when, and really what made it so easy to travel to places like Norway and Sweden, where I went a few years ago, it was great because you could walk into any restaurant and any facility, whatever, an order or talk to somebody in English and they'll just talk right back because they all learn it in school. And so I'm like, you know, we need to do that over here. We also need to have financial education in schools, but that, you know, that's a whole other topic that we can get on too.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with you. I mean, I think learning a second language starting in first grade is a great idea, and it provides a lot of opportunity for people because a lot of employers today are looking for people that are bilingual. Yeah. And, you know, that's a huge advantage. If someone's looking for a job and it's a bilingual applicant, they're going to get the job probably 99 times out of 100 over the person who's weaker in the second language or maybe doesn't know it at all. They may not even get the opportunity, no matter how sharp they are, to get that job because they need a second language.
Yeah, it's very, very true. And this last one of the healthy habits of happy retirees talks about what you sort of alluded to a minute ago, spending time around people, right? It's keeping up your social network. And this in, you know, when we're talking about social network, we don't just mean, you know, your Facebook or your whatever other social media you might use, Instagram or something like that. It's your in-person social network, right?
You know, just like they say, babies, newborn babies respond to human touch at such an amazing rate. And they've compared babies that were born that did not get that human touch element nearly as much or very often, and how quickly the differences begin to show up. It's the same way in our older years and throughout life, really. We need human interaction. I know there's a lot of introverts out there that may not care as much. But look, you know, studies have shown when you retire, higher levels of happiness when you have social engagement. And, you know, it could be church activities. It could be community helping, you know, things in the community. It can be donating your time for good causes. It could be for, you know, bingo, going to bingo and just being around other people. So many different things that people can be involved in to give them that human interaction. And it makes a difference. It creates different things in our bodies. It makes you feel a sense of purpose and a sense of well-being in the community. And that's huge. And, you know, I encourage people to consider that. And like you said, there's a lot of people on social media. They're not posting, but they're looking. They're creeping, I like to say. So they're Facebook creepers. They're not posting anything about themselves. So yeah, sometimes they need to put the iPad or the phone down and go out and actually do something with somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. That in-person interaction is really just a crucial thing. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we'll talk more about the full retirement plan consultation that we always, you know, like to offer to our listeners and always do offer to our listeners free of charge. We're going to talk about that more before we get to the end of the show, but I wanted to get to these top concerns of today's retirees. I think this is something important to hit on before time runs too short here on us. And that is, you know, talking really about, kind of goes hand in hand with the consultations though, is how you, Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor, help clients really build retirement plans that last a lifetime. Because, I mean, there are a lot of different factors that go into this and a lot of different concerns for different people.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the survey from last year, very recent survey, but was finished up in the tail end of 2022, 71% of the retirees were concerned about inflation. I'm surprised it's lower. I'm surprised it's not actually a higher number, to be honest. 51% said they were concerned about future healthcare needs and expenses, and 46% said they're concerned about potential reductions in Social Security. All those are very valid concerns, and those are concerns that we address. You know, inflation, and let's say, what else if it's a married couple and you lose one or the other in the first couple of years of retirement or 5 years into the retirement, that can, you know, removing a second income from the home can make a dramatic impact overall in how much money, if any, they need to get out of their retirement funds. So those are kind of changes that need to be addressed right away, and they happen. I'd love to say when people retire, they're going to live happily for 15, 20 years, and then they're going to lose one or the other. Unfortunately, that doesn't always take place. Sometimes it does. It makes us all smile with these heartwarming stories of, you know, my mom and dad have been married 62 years in May. Still kicking, 62 years, dad's 82, mom's 80, still in pretty good health both. They're a blessing, they're blessed, but it's not the same for everybody. So, you know, for each story about a couple like them, I can find stories of a gentleman who lost his wife when she was 70, or vice versa, the wife lost the husband. So all those are factors that need to be factored in. Social Security is going to have to be addressed over the next few years. Healthcare, we know, going to continue to rise the cost, and inflation, we don't really have a good handle on when it is going to start getting back to their stated goal of 2%. I don't know when we see that again.
Yeah, it really is. You know, the Fed always has maintained that 2% inflation goal. And during the previous probably 10 years, you know, between 2010 and right around 2020, before things went crazy, during that time period, you know, we saw inflation. It seemed more like this sort of faraway technical thing that nobody really thought about in their everyday lives. And, oh, the Fed's going to, are they going to raise interest rates? Are they going to keep them as low as they've been, you know, now for years? And nobody really thought about it. But now that it's hitting home, everybody's thinking about the Fed and interest rates and when they're going to get back to that 2% target. And that is something very, very important. And something also important here to talk about, too, is just the sheer number of people who are going to be retiring. I mean, 75 million baby boomers expected to retire by 2030. And, you know, we talk about the Great Recession a lot. Well, this is what they're calling the Great Retirement here.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the baby boomers, you know, the generation right after World War II. They're 10,000 people a day are turning 65, and it's been at that rate now for a few years, and it's going to continue for a few more years that way. So that's a lot of people. That's why there's concerns about the stress on Medicare, the stress on Social Security. So people need to be prepared as best as possible, and that's what we try to do here at the Buckeye Advisor as a fiduciary advisor. One stop, we're going to talk about your healthcare concerns, your life insurance, how to do a tax-free legacy if possible. It doesn't make sense to convert a traditional IRA or 401k into a Roth IRA. How much this year, how much next year can I move to stay in my same marginal effective tax bracket? We have software that we can share those numbers with you. We just need to see what you got. And, you know, that's part of getting to know people.
It's This Week in History.
Well, some important things happened this week in history as we look back on our, history as a not only a nation, but as the world turns. I almost turned us into a soap opera there, Woody. So we've got a big famous birthday here from February 24th. Boy, a guy who really made a huge change in technology. Not only personal computers, but all those devices now that we carry in our pockets. Steve Jobs, born this day in 1955 on the 24th. He, of course, of Apple fame, the co-founder, chairman, CEO, but of course, unfortunately, passed away after that battle with cancer October 5th of 2011. So that was a sad day for all the techies and really all of us, because he really did make a huge, huge difference in our lives and our daily lives.
Oh my gosh, what a legacy. You know, and also this week, the February 25th in the music arena, on February 20th, 1984, Van Halen, a group that a lot of fans loved, their hit single Jump started a 5-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart. I mean, it was, the song was released in 83, and then in 84, it really picked up the momentum in February. And the single, number one for 5 weeks, which is pretty astonishing. And in 2021, Rolling Stone magazine ranked it the number 177 single on their all-time 500 greatest songs of all time. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's some pretty cool stuff there. And then one more, I think, from the music arena that we'll have time to share here, Woody, is on this day, February 26th, actually, back in 1932, American country music singer and songwriter Johnny Cash, the Man in Black, was born. And boy, what a voice and what a presence he was. I mean, there's nobody like the Man in Black.
Yeah, what an awesome icon. Love his songs, love his style. And, again, just an American original that won't be duplicated. He'll be imitated, but they won't be able to duplicate him.
That's very true. One of a kind. Well, folks, that is going to do it for this edition of the Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure here alongside Woody Bowling. I have enjoyed it, Woody, once again, learned a lot, as I always do. And I appreciate you and all that you do for our listeners.
Matt, thanks for joining us this week. We appreciate your presence, your input, and fun. You're a great sidekick for the show. We hope our listeners had a great show as well. We want them to have a great week. We hope you learned something. Tune in next week for another great show. And in the meanwhile, if you have questions, reach out, let us know, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. God bless everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
With soaring inflation continuing to wreak havoc on everyday budgets, there's never been a more important time to cut costs. But do you know where to begin? I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. There's no question, costs have been soaring.
About one-third, 34%, say they are worse off financially this year than a year ago. Almost half, 46%, say they've had to cut household spending due to inflation.
CNBC correspondent Sharon Epperson recently reported on a survey that sheds more light on how inflation has been impacting us all, even those who earn six figures a year.
These high earners say the first expenses to go are dining out at restaurants, entertainment outside the home, and travel and vacations. More than half also say they'll delay big household purchases.
That high inflation has led the Federal Reserve to respond with interest rate hikes. The goal is to increase costs to tamp down demand. Esther George is president of the Kansas City Fed.
Already, we've seen the committee's policy actions lead to a very sharp tightening of financial conditions.
But it hasn't done enough yet, and costs still keep rising. So, what should you do? Well, we have a free resource called 23 Retirement Cost Cutters for 2023. It's full of ideas to help you make the most of every penny. Things like take advantage of senior discounts, eliminate unnecessary subscriptions, and cut back on clothing expenses.
Look at your needs and wants, figure out what's optional and what you can cut out.
The last one on the list of 23 Retirement Cost Cutters for 2023 is perhaps the most important. Seek advice from a trusted financial professional. That's the best way to get in-depth financial advice and retirement planning that's customized to you and your goals. Just make sure whoever you consult for financial advice has years of experience and credibility you can verify. So, do you know the best way to cut costs in 2023? That's a key question to consider as our budgets get stretched to the max. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.